This is Buddy Watch. We recap what we've just watched on the telly, whatever's catching our eye. At the moment, we are knee-deep in The Block on Channel 9, reality renovation show. I am Vaya Pashos. I have Kate here.
Hi.
I am the new kid on the block. This is my first proper full season that I am watching.
And I've been around the block, you could say. This is the 14th season of The Block I've been watching.
You could probably get in there and give it a go, Kate.
I could, but I've got better judgment than that.
What do you mean?
Okay, so if I went on the block, my husband would be the lovable, goofy everyman, making a few mistakes and then really put upon by his shrill harpy of a bitch wife, being me, of course.
So you've got the foresight to see that that's how your story would be told on national
television.
Pure
entertainment value.
Because there's a formula to these things. When did we first start? We're in our 30s, I'm not ashamed to say. We've been watching reality shows since The House from Hell.
Since the early 2000s, really. I think kind of Australian.
That's when they kicked into gear.
Yeah, when you started seeing your Big Brothers, that sort of thing. That's when there's always a villain, there's always a bitch.
There's always someone doing the bum dance or gyrating.
Lovable bogans.
Yep, lovable bogans. That's what the American reality shows don't have.
Right, yeah.
Your lovable bogans. That's unique to our culture.
Well, The Block in particular, there's always a bland, inoffensive couple that you can't not love.
Who's that this time?
That's your Mile High Club.
Oh, WA, Hans and Courtney, who I actually adore. I love Courtney. Her and her singing along in the car.
And then you've got your bogans.
Queensland.
Yeah.
That was always going to happen.
Then you've got a couple of girls there.
Netballers from Victoria who are just always gracious.
Then you've got your crazy egotists.
Oh, the drama llamas. And then the forgettables at the moment. South Australia are just doing nothing for me.
Yeah, I think that's the role they're filling at the moment. That, I mean, really they're kind of inoffensive as well.
Yeah. So this whole episode was geared up to build to
Sarah's ultimate meltdown.
Drama Sarah from New South Wales, her big storm off, which we saw in its entirety in promos during the week anyway. Yep. Like if you turned on Channel 9 for 4 seconds, you already saw the whole walk off.
But that didn't make it. That didn't spoil it for me, Vaya. I was rubbing my hands together all week going, I can't wait.
Well, I was pretty excited too, because here's the thing with Sarah.
Okay, look up hubris in the dictionary and you will find a picture of Sarah here.
But also, if she wasn't on the show, because I've seen a lot of vitriol directed her way, if she wasn't on the show, firstly, Hayden wouldn't be on the show because there's no way that vanilla milkshake's getting cast. There's nothing to him. But there'd be someone else in her place doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, like Ronnie in Georgia last year.
Sure. People have to watch Unreal, the drama show Unreal. It's a take on a production company that makes a Bachelor-style reality show. And it's created by a woman who worked on The Bachelor in America. And it's extreme, but it's also a lot of my mates that work in TV, we've all agreed it's too real. Like it's very close to what happens. And these are character archetypes that they've cast. So if Sarah wasn't there doing this, there'd be another person in her spot doing this.
What, you mean there's more than one crazy bitch in Australia?
Yeah. You know what? If I was cast in that team, I would 100% be the Sarah. I can cry, like I'll cry at the drop of a hat. Not because I'm faking it, because I get very over emotional.
You know what though? I think between the two of us, I don't think either of us would be going, oh my God, my work's the best. Nobody can beat this. I'm dead set going to be a winner.
Yeah, also because I get imposter syndrome a lot. So I'm like, this isn't good enough. Everyone else is better than me, even though it might be better than other people's.
We see that's what would happen. They'd show you saying that and then you'd win.
But if there's a moment where I go, oh, I've nailed the shit out of this, then that's the bit they would use before I get torn to shreds. So, all right. Before we jump into that, I want to talk to you briefly, Kate, about the block-up of the week, the cock-up, which wasn't really even the team's fault.
No, it was a weird circumstance here. So Norm and Jess, their ensuite was built directly above the main bathroom of the Mile High Club.
The main bathroom, which was the winning room that week.
Yes. So they did mention it at the time that Jess and Norm were allowed to work on their pipes because it's in the ceiling of Hans and Courtney. So I don't know what happened, but all the plumbing obviously didn't go in because they needed to tear down the WA ceiling and do some magic with the pipes.
And in the process, they had to remove all of WA's fittings. There's a bathtub sitting in the hallway.
Mm.
There's wind and dust blowing in all over it and rain.
I'm kind of amazed that you can remove all those things easily.
Oh, it was really hard to watch. It was someone picking apart your school project that you've worked all night on.
And for some reason, they said it was only going to take 24 hours or something. They were left like that for about 5 days in a state of disrepair.
There were going to be ne'er-do-wells from the street coming in to have a bath in the hallway.
Yeah, or possums. But what happened was that apparently they lost their certificate of occupancy because they didn't have running water or power onto their bedrooms. So Courtney and Hans couldn't actually live in their apartment.
So that's a block up on the block's part. Because that should have been squared away before filming began.
Yeah, and there was a little controversy after it was all finished in that Courtney and Hans wanted Norm to pay for their shower screen caulking.
Oh, yeah, the cork up.
Yeah, that was the cork up. But apparently they hadn't actually caulked their shower screen, so Norm was like, well, I'm just putting it back to how it was meant to be or how you'd left it.
It was a bloody disaster. So we are back in the bog this time around. It's the ensuite week revealed in tonight's room reveals.
Yeah. And do you feel like buying an Alexa?
Oh, my God.
I turned it on tonight and I swear there was a 5-minute live read for friggin' Alexa.
So the Queensland couple have an Alexa installed in now almost all their rooms and they're saying this is how rich people live. We don't have to do anything. We just tell Alexa to do everything for us. But how come, and they keep saying our secret weapon is Alexa, but why don't the other couples have access? Can't they just go, well, we'll put in a Google Home? Well, obviously there's a partnership with Alexa on the show.
Look, I can't even explain it to you why they have it. It's weird.
And they're in all the ads too. Mm. So how did they strike up this deal?
I don't know. See, other years there's been ads for McCafe, which just starred one couple. Which is embarrassing when you see those ads because they're like, oh, mate, oh, yeah, I've gone to the shops. Do you want a coffee? And they'll be like, yeah, can you pick up a coffee from the McCafe? It's terrible acting.
Okay, I would understand it if it was just blatant and it's like, okay, well, this is the team that's paired with Alexa.
Yeah.
This is the team, like the Victorian team have the Sonos speakers in the bathroom cabinet or whatever. Mm. Like if it was shown that each team had a special partnership.
Special bit of technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, South Australia had some bloody
Mila or something.
Hanging plants or whatever it is.
Hang on, South Australia's got the smart toilet. I want to see some more ads about that.
I don't know if that's appealing to Betty chopping the carrots on the Channel 9 audience. So on Sweet Week.
Okay, so we've got a new judge this week, Faya.
Yeah, what happened to my friend Darren?
Look, I don't know. Obviously, he's having the week off. Maybe he's gone to Bali or something. We've got John McGrath back. Now, do you know who he is?
Nah.
He's...
He looked exactly like the other guy, to be honest. I thought he was Neil in some shots.
Neil with hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so John McGrath owns McGrath Real Estate, which is mainly a New South Wales firm, but they are popping up around Melbourne. He was the head judge for the block, I think, in the first 4 or 5 seasons.
Okay.
And since then, he's appeared as kind of an on and off guest judge. He kind of comes with a real estate perspective in terms of sellability and that. So he's not big on imagination and kind of criticizing design beyond kind of saleability.
Which is really what it is about anyway.
Yeah.
This competition.
Should we move on to apartment one? Here, South Australia.
Okay. This is quite a nice familiar nod, I think, to their main bathroom.
Yes, there's a touch of deco in it. Super bright white space as well, which is really nice. That's what I want in a bathroom. Yeah. I want something that looks clean.
Feels clean, yes.
Yeah.
I enjoy the curved mirrors.
They're beautiful. And you'll note that there's storage behind them too.
And is that a lovely, just a shuttered window, like shutters for the window right there?
Yep.
That's very sweet.
Which is great because they've got obviously the lowest apartment, so they've got kind of the least privacy. And you can always just tilt them so no one can see in, but you're still getting light. One beautiful element to this room is the small marble herringbone tile.
Yeah, I thought that was classy AF.
And they've just used that in the splashback as well. So it's just a really nice little detail.
I'm a bit done with plants, I think. There's a plant near the toilet and I'm kind of over it.
Yeah, but you said that's the extent of houseplants I'd go to myself. Just a little palm.
And it can get a bit of spray back from the shower and then it's watered.
And they've got a really lovely niche shelf for storage in the shower too. Oh, one thing that they've got here. Do you recognise these towels, Maya?
I can't say I do, Kate.
They're Missoni towels. They're very expensive. Have you heard of Missoni?
Can you see my towels? They're from Costco. They're hanging up in the corner of the room.
I might just say hashtag sad towels. Missoni, House of Missoni, really expensive, beautiful pattern towels. They're known for their zigzag pattern.
I hate zigzag.
That's all right.
It just feels a little bit juvenile to me. I know it's in fashion and people like
it. Chevron was in style.
Yeah, Chevron was basic.
It predates the Chevron trend. Yeah. They're kind of well known for it. But the styling that South Australia have done is just really beautiful and pared back. And they've learnt a lot of lessons from first time round. There was no bath caddies to be seen in anybody's house
and
this
week,
though.
And we don't have the spaceship eyes looking at us.
No, thank goodness. One thing that Shayna picked up on, which is really kind of glaring when you look at it, that they've used like a big black tile for their shower waste. And also, I think their toilet flush as well. They really stick out and you don't need to make a feature of such kind of utilitarian objects.
She suggested a solution which I didn't understand. Can you explain what she said they should have done instead for those drains?
Yes. So actually, this isn't a tile. This is like a bit of black metal that is the drain. What you can actually buy ones which are kind of like the outlines of a square and you can actually cut a tile to fit within it. So it just got like a barely visible kind of square for the drain. And it's not a feature, obviously, because it kind of blends in. All in all, it's a really glamorous room, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm not into the marble floor. Is that real marble or just marble tile?
Marble tile.
Okay.
Like their first bathroom. Be easy care, though. As much as I hate a fake marble, that would be far easier to take care of than a real marble.
I think I would prefer like a black and white grid, just something.
Like a hairdresser's back in the day.
Yeah. Oh, well, yes. I'd like to shower in a hairdressing salon. Thank you. Well, they're not the main event, so we'll move on from them. Well, actually, what we can say at this point is they won.
Yeah.
Which I didn't think was fair because they used their garden gnome, which had a point attached to it that they got in there safe.
See, but I had the satisfaction of them using the garden gnome and actually winning. If you're going to use your point, I like to see it used well.
Okay. It took away from the true winners. I mean, you won, but did you really win?
Next is WA in apartment number 2.
Holy moly.
It's Terrazzo-rama.
It's you could host a Zumba class in that bathroom. Like, it is huge.
Yeah, unnecessarily huge, which they said that judges said that as well. If you look at how wide the shower is, it's about 3 tiles wide. The rest of the bathroom is about 6 tiles wide, at least 6 or 7.
And
way too big.
When I'm playing The Sims, that is too many tiles. You could get the whole bathroom done in the length of that shower.
Yeah. I mean, really, all that space to the right of the bath is unnecessary. That could have all been overlapped with the toilet and the vanity.
Or chuck some cupboard space in there. I don't know. What do you need in a bathroom? You've got to have your hair appliances, your toiletries. You could have a stack of Costco toilet paper in that.
That is actually great. That is where you would store your slab of toilet paper that you bought at Costco.
Or your who gives a crap shipment.
But I look at that. Look, you're a fellow cat owner here.
Yeah.
My house gets dusty. My house gets
tumbleweeds.
Tumbleweeds of cat hair through it. I look at that dark floor and think, oh, man, that's going to be a lot of cleaning.
Although our dark hair would blend in with that flooring. Sometimes that's handy.
Oh, I took a picture of some terrazzo tonight for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look, this is an indoor-outdoor terrazzo tile.
Was that in a public establishment?
It was. It was in a 50s shop.
I don't like it.
But what you can see is that there's chips of marble and granite and quartz in there. That's what makes it a bit special when you actually look at it in person.
I like it for a shop, for a business. I don't like it. I don't want to shower on that. I don't want my soiled waste washing along it.
Well, it was a little bit controversial tonight. John didn't particularly like it, but Shayna did say that terrazzo says St Kilda.
And because it reminded her of hotels.
Oh, see, because it reminded me. Remember when I first described it to you as it being a little bit public toilet?
Yeah.
That's St Kilda. There you go.
That's some nice homage.
Yeah.
What I am done with, I'm over, is your rustic stool.
Your wooden stool. I even wrote that in my notes just for you. Mm. Yeah. I would have preferred a shelf behind the bath. Just that would have been hidden storage there because you wouldn't have been able to see it against the terrazzo up the wall.
You could bloody build a podium stage for that bath and put underdraw storage in it with that room. You know, I liked the little whimsical rustic stool in the first week, but I'm done with it now. Give me some shelves.
Yeah. So that's the sort of thing, though, that you could go, let's just chuck it out when we move in.
Oh, yeah, true. But then what are you putting your shit on when you're in the bath?
Yeah. Get a bath caddy. But, yeah, all in all, the judges weren't as impressed as they were in the first week, which I've got to agree with. But that said, still, it's a lovely bathroom. It's still light and bright.
And, hey, look, you can do a lot of getting ready in there. I mean, there's not much bench space, though. Like, no. If you'd have to put your crap all over the floor. You need a few more rustic stools for your hair straightener and your hairspray.
Yeah. The basins are a similar sort of shape and feel to the bath, which is a nice – is quite stylish, I think.
Oh, what about that big sheet of glass – For the shower, though.
That's been another block up of the week. A lot of the apartments this week have had issues with their shower screens. So what's happened is that they've got huge sheets of glass, ceiling height, so 2.6 metres tall, and they're not actually wide enough, or the thickness of the glass isn't enough. They've gone 10 mil. Apparently, according to Australian standards, they should be 12 mil just to be strong enough.
Just in case anyone has one too many at the pub.
Well, just say you slip over in the shower. It can happen.
Ooh, yeah. It happens to me on the reg.
Yeah.
Like when I – because
you fall against that glass, you would – that glass would break and then you would be impaled by a piece of glass. It's not – yeah, you know, there's a reason why they have these regulations in place.
Yeah, it's not a way to go. And also, think of the Windex that you would go through to clean that shower screen.
My sister has a really big shower screen, the frameless one, similar to this. And to be honest, it doesn't actually get dirty above the waterline.
But that's worse for me. That's why I fall over in the shower, because I'm falling over doing the scummy bits down below.
Now, was it these guys who decided to lower their ceiling 100 mil down to 2.5 metres?
I may have had a micro sleep during that whole explanation.
Yeah, I think they lowered their ceiling so they wouldn't have to put extra reinforcement at the top of the shower screen.
Another thing I don't like is that shower, I think, looks straight onto the mirrors. I think the shower's facing the giant mirrors. And you know what? As much as one can love oneself, one doesn't need to see one when one is in the bath getting cleaned for the day.
Now, they've got a bit kind of bit green in the bathroom too as well. They've got like this big trailing plant in the shower itself.
At least it's in there.
Yeah.
So that's self-watering. There's your vertical garden. Put it straight into the shower.
All right. So moving on to apartment 3, which is very exciting. It's the room we've been waiting for all week.
Brass.
The most expensive bathroom on the block ever.
$75,000. Remind me, Kate, how much budget are they allocated to renovate?
$220,000.
And then that doesn't include – do they get vouchers for appliances and things like that? Or do they have to factor all that in?
They get vouchers for different things. Okay. They get vouchers for tiles.
And sometimes when they win.
Yep, they get 10 grand when they win.
So they've spent almost half their budget on an ensuite.
What they've done here is they've banked on throwing a lot of money at this room in an effort to win $10,000 back. It's a false economy. Have you heard of a thing called a sunk cost fallacy?
Yes, there's an SVU episode called sunk cost fallacy.
I'm glad you're across this matter. Okay, so they're spending 70 grand. They think they're going to get 10 grand back. That doesn't justify spending 70 grand.
No, the house always wins.
Yeah.
If I know anything about making those sorts of gambles.
But this apartment's not winning.
I want to start with the hero piece, the brass bath.
Yeah.
Because this is the big moment where it all came together and it was revealed why
they chose.
The drama llamas chose
apartment 3
instead of a lovely penthouse when they won the first challenge.
Yeah.
And Sarah says, we've based our entire apartment around this brass bath. Well, so does this mean they earmarked it before they even started filming on the show? Like, because she said it's the only one in Australia.
I think.
Shock.
What happened as soon as they found out they were on the block, they rang up the brass bath people and said, we're going to be on the block. Cut us the deal. We are going to big up this bath big time.
And Joe Schmo at the bath shop's like, yes, we're finally moving that shithole bath in the corner. I'm finally getting that bonus.
Pretty much, I think. Because frankly, do you want to clean your bath with Brasso?
Is that what you have to clean it with?
Well, what else are you going to clean it with?
So you can't use vinegar?
Well, I don't know. God, you might have some sort of like chemical reaction going on there.
Brasso.
We're not in Downton Abbey. We don't have a team of servants to polish our baths.
So, okay, what is her theory then that she's based this room, this house around this bath? Is it the Art Deco factor?
Yeah, it was like, what would she call it? The Lux Deco or something? Which in week one, the judges said, don't do Lux Deco. We want Bohemian Lux.
I'm so confused about the types of Lux there are because I thought there was only one type.
What, soap flakes?
Luxurious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a big difference between deco and bohemian, okay. Isn't there? Like, deco's...
Deco is Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Bohemian is Moulin Rouge. If you're going...
Yeah, yeah. With a touch more of kind of like 70s cool, I reckon.
Okay. We can only talk about it in Baz Luhrmann film terms. Okay. Otherwise, I will get lost here.
Romeo and Juliet? I really haven't seen that many of his films.
And Norm and Jess are obviously the Strictly Ballroom factor.
Yes.
So, okay. Do you like, Kate, this bath? You are a homewares designer in your previous life.
There are elements to this room that I really love. Okay. So
first the bath. Straight up, give it to me straight. What are you doing with that bath?
Well, look, if I was putting a brass bath in my bathroom, I would want it to be all brass. I wouldn't be painting half of it black because I feel it would just be this amazing shining statement in your room there. At the moment, it just looks a little Scarface.
And also when you feel it, it's just going to look like you've weed in the bath.
Yeah. It must be beautiful in person because all the judges did comment on its beauty.
And also I was prepared to love it. I was prepared to love it with the right fittings, like those lovely brass fittings that they used in a previous week.
Yeah, and they used in their bathroom. Yeah, they were beautiful.
Why don't they have brass fittings in the brass bathroom?
Sarah had like a real knock to her confidence with that bathroom, didn't she? Because remember she gave up for the next challenge and just let Hayden take charge.
I think their great downfall is Hayden's decisions.
Well, another feature I love in this room is the marble herringbone tile on the floor.
I hate it.
I just look at all the tiles in this room and I think, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. Yes. There is so much money spent on all those tiles.
Which is Hayden's fault.
Plus the bath. You can see where the money has gone to.
He made it rain in the tile shop and blew the budget. So fair enough, the bath costs $7,000, but he's just splurged on the tiles.
Yeah. And the thing is, they you need to stick to the one person designs, the other person makes it happen. And he's a building supervisor or something?
Contract project manager or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Construction.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. He should
actually, he's a model. If you look back into his bio,
he's a handsome man. I will pay that. And, well, see, you think being a project manager, you think you'd go, oh, well, I know I've got a budget, probably shouldn't spend $50,000 on tiles or whatever. The biggest problem with this bathroom are the dark walls, and three of the four walls are black tile. And then they've also got black basins, black tapware. Now, what's an issue that you could have with black basins, Maya?
Toothpaste spatters.
Yes, it would be disgusting. You'd brush your teeth in the morning and then you'd have to clean your basin.
You'd have to use that like charcoal-infused toothpaste that I just saw advertised. Yeah, I really wanted to love it. I was with them on this, but I expected more gold. I didn't expect – I think the herringbone tiles would be nice in any other setting, but I don't think they match that bath. Oh. And what's that wall there?
The back wall?
Yeah.
I think that's, again, some type of marble tile. I think that's real marble.
I like the idea of the black. I just – there's too higgledy much black. Piggledy.
And the judges said tonight that they need to change two of the walls from being black.
So Sarah Orwig is heralding this brass bath.
Oh, my God. She was going, the brass bath's got the wow factor.
And we are, this is it. This is our week. This is our time to shine.
It's the hero piece of the whole apartment. The entire apartment was built around this bathtub.
Which I feel like I was watching her every time she said that. And the first time she said it, I think once she said it, it sounded good. And so she kept saying it and then it became true.
I do feel embarrassed for her at this stage.
Because this is always going to happen. Like producer Tim that she alludes to later was clearly having a field day.
Yeah, he's just like tapping his fingers going together going, yes.
Yes, going to lunch early today, team.
You know what my favourite thing about Sarah's insanity with this bathroom? She has just finally decided to create a quote-unquote couple profile of the couple who will be buying this apartment.
She's made a vision board?
Yeah, and do you know who the couple are?
I do because I watched the show, but please tell me again.
Harry and Meghan. Yeah, the man who is third in line to the throne is going to be buying apartment number 3 at the Gatwick.
Yeah, I think he's fifth now because of the new babies.
Of course. Oh, my God. No, he's not even fifth. He's sixth or something. Yeah.
Yeah, baby Louis giving him the boot. But also the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, what are they going to do when they come down to Victoria?
They're not even moving into apartment one. They're moving to apartment three.
They can get the whole block themselves. They can clear the whole block out.
You know what? Realistically, I'd be going, I'd have a picture of a rich Chinese guy in here because that's who's buying this apartment. It's going to be someone from China who's going to be buying it to rent it out and then just sell it in a few years' time. But she's called this couple who look like Harry and Meghan, Albert and Kimberly. This is in her own writing. This is like the ramblings of a serial killer, yeah. this picture. He's 36-year-old. He's the CFO of a telecommunications company. He likes walks along St. Kilda Beach, organization, the finer things in life, finer being underlined.
The finer things in life are not a walk along St. Kilda Beach.
100% I agree with you on that. And he dislikes failure. Kimberly, what do you reckon that age is there?
39?
So she's older than him, which is the reverse of Sarah and Hayden. Yeah, 39 years old. She's the executive assistant to Bert.
Oh, Albert. That's what she calls him for short.
Oh, my God. So Kimberly slept with her boss and married him. Kimberly. Okay, she likes going to the gym and early morning runs.
No one likes that. It's just a necessary evil, isn't it?
Do people like doing that in the dark in St. Kilda?
Heck no.
She also likes shopping. She likes relaxing and reading books in downtime. I was going to say, she sounds pretty basic up to the reading books bit. Maybe it's magazines. And she dislikes normality.
Maybe she should have just done a little browse on Tinder and made a little Pinterest board for those two.
I'm just loving that Albert is just obviously financing this whole thing with his social climbing secretary. Oh, my God. I mean, look, this is where another occasion. I am embarrassed for Sarah here.
Yeah, embarrassed for your little vision board, Sarah, but not for any other antics. So it's built up all week and then clearly during the scoring, the judges tear her down.
Yeah. And
in quite a nice way.
Well, except that I think it was Neil who used my favourite descriptor word when he described the rest of the bathroom as drab.
Drab. Which is the opposite of what you want when you...
It's opposite of fab, isn't it?
Sink a few tens of thousands of dollars onto it. But also, at one point, Sarah thought that she'd blown the whole thing on another 2 millimetres worth of shower screen.
Oh, yeah. See, now the solution in this bathroom, because they had the same issue as WA, is that they put like a bit of bracket at the top of the glass wall.
Is that what they called a bulkhead?
I guess it's a form of bulkhead. I would have thought a thicker... kind of drop down. Maybe this is a place where you could have done a coffered ceiling to hide a...
Okay.
Doesn't look great.
But so Sarah's very all or nothing because she was like, oh, this is our one chance we've had and 2 millimetres has blown it. I'm like, no, there's about 4 things in that room that have blown it.
I actually think what the block should have done, well, to save old glass gate, is that they should have just let them put the 10 mil in and said, all right, we're just going to judge it on that. Obviously, we've got a dodgy glazier giving advice here.
Yeah.
And just put the 12 mil in next week.
So it culminates in this...
most expensive bathroom in block history and possibly the best block shit crack of all time when it turns out that the 75K bathroom came last in the judging.
Shit crack is the perfect summation of what went on. Fast forward, scoring happens, judging happens, Hayden and Sarah come last and you watch them kind of hyperventilating slowly throughout the rest of the proceedings. And then you get to the goodbyes and then suddenly we're backstage with Hayden and Sarah and they're doing their kind of...
She is swearing like the big bogan she is behind those eyebrows.
Like a sailor.
And that they were censoring it. I actually stopped counting after 10 beeps how much she was swearing.
Yeah, it was like a Jerry Springer episode back there.
She's
and
like,
I
dead effing set.
I'll make it quick. I'm not f***ing coming back.
No, that's
dead f***ing set. I'm f***ing over this. Again, last, even after everything, last. You've got to be kidding me. Yeah, this is f***ing, it's f***ing embarrassing now.
There was this one moment where she turns to the segment producer and goes, that's it, Tim, I've had it. And it was a bit behind the curtain and suddenly we see one of the staff members.
Tim's just kind of standing there awkwardly holding a piece of paper.
And Hayden's already cracking into his tinnies for the evening.
He's smashing a Melbourne bitter or something as well.
Weird choice. Hayden's ready for knock-off drinks and roll up his sleeves and
Sarah
get going.
Sarah is so angry. She's literally hyperventilating like a toddler having a tantrum. She's going,
it's like she's never seen television.
Yeah.
Did she think she was going to be the underdog in this situation?
Or? She thought she was going to win. that she didn't think of any other possibility.
But what happens in these scenarios? And Tim, Mr. Silent but Deadly, the producer all week would have been building her up and saying,
pumping up her tires.
Yeah, because there's at one point in the extended footage on the Block website, which why would you promote this all week and then not show the full shit crack?
We will share for our international listeners as well.
Yeah, if it's not geo-blocked, we'll give it a crack.
I hope not. Well, get one of those.
Get a VPN.
Yes.
Visible panty line. And so she says at one point, you wanted your block first and you got your block first of your most expensive room and now you're going to have your block first of your walk-off. So clearly all week he's been saying,
hang on, can we get the old block record screech here? Love, it's not the first walkout. It's not the first threatened walkout. It happens virtually every year.
The thing. I feel like she's never seen television. It's like she's been raised in Amish country.
She would have been better off going to House Rules where they will give 10 out of 10 to any old shit. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen would have loved her brass bath. That would have been right up his alley.
So Tim, all week, her producer, would have been saying, this is a hero. You guys are coming back this week. He would have been pumping up her tires saying, you guys have got this. WA's having shower screen issues up the wazoo. Queensland, you can't even move your ass in that bathroom. Victoria have just had a DIY grout lesson. Like they would have been building them up on purpose so that we could watch them fall. So this whole thing where she's like, I'm embarrassed. This is embarrassing. We keep coming last. It's like, yes.
That's what happens.
Because if we didn't get this reaction, we would be bored.
Yes.
Because everyone else is boring.
And I was thinking tonight while I was driving to your house, Faye, thank God for Sarah, because you would be hating the block if it wasn't for her.
So much.
The netties can only take you so far.
Yeah, I like them, but I need an antagonist.
Yeah.
And she needs to – clearly they've recorded all the episodes now. But in life going forward, Sarah, harness this energy that you've got. Embrace it.
Vaya, I like that you think she's going to learn a lesson from this, but at the end of the day, they're going to make some money, come what may, and she's not going to have any personal growth from this experience.
Look, Sarah, if you'd like to come on Buddy Watch and we can enjoy watching another reality show with you, I think you've got a future in the biz.
Sarah would school us so much on our eyebrows.
I would welcome that. She would
be here with a Sharpie drawing them in for us.
There's some backpackers lost in my eyebrows at the moment. I could appreciate some of that guidance. I think work to your assets.
And I think Sarah said your line of the week as well.
In the extended footage not broadcast for television.
Probably the biggest, most spacious ensuite on this block. Why is that a problem?
You could fit two elephants in that room.
You could fit two elephants in our bathroom. I mean, you could fit three in WA's, but whatever.
You could fit two elephants and there's two vanities for them as well.
I don't need that much space in my bathroom.
I don't know if you'd be able to fit one in the bath and the shower as well.
Unless I've got triplets and they've all got to hop into that brass bath.
Three baby elephants in the bath?
It was amazing television and a great lead-in for 60 Minutes, I'm sure, which is the whole point of this show's existence.
Nah, surely the block is worth more to Channel 9 than 60 Minutes. Scott Campbell,
well,
won
actually,
the Gold Logie.
No,
remember?
It's half of it is advertising real estate.
You did not realise there were this many layers to the block before you started watching, did you?
I had an inkling. All right, who else have we got? It must be killing them that they put New South Wales in the middle of that lineup because every week they have the big blow up and then they've got to keep going on with the business as usual.
Well, look, maybe they thought, well, we'll let these people win the challenge room at the start. They'll choose the best apartment and it's all going to be gold. They're going to be finishing up on them every week. But no, they didn't choose the best apartment. Suckers.
Queensland was another block up.
They used a lot of marble. Was it the marble from Saudi Arabia, Qatar? I can't remember.
It was like a sultan's marble.
It's migraine inducing, this marble. It's really heavily veined.
But before we even get in there, I don't think I can get in there. I don't think my partner and I could get it both squeezed into that bathroom on a busy morning.
No, it's quite small. But it does have a double vanity, unnecessarily have a double vanity.
If you've got a fabulous St Kilda couple, maybe it's a lovely gay couple moving in there and you go in to use those twin showers, you're going to go wang to wang in that shower.
I don't know. I'm not really down with the twin shower myself. Like, can't I just have some alone time, Faya? If I can't have alone time in the shower, which frankly I don't, I've got two small children, I have to share my shower with them. I just want to be alone in there.
Also, if you want a friend in the shower, one shower head does the job.
Exactly. The sexy shower.
I've been in hotel rooms where there've been two showers, and what ends up happening is you kind of are a few meters apart waving hello to each other from across the room, looking awkward.
You know what I enjoy about having a small shower cubicle? Gets really nice and hot in there. It's like having your own steam room.
Yeah.
What I don't like about a kind of open showers like this is that all the heat would escape. So any part of your body not underwater would be freezing.
That's why I hate shower curtains too.
Oh yeah, they touch you.
So cold.
There's some real styling errors in my mind in this bathroom. The vanity itself is timber. It looks like nasty, kind of like old school desks kind of timber topped with.
It looks like they've tried to copycat Victoria's and done a shoddy job of it. Because Victoria did a beautiful timber plus stone combo.
Yeah. The marble that they've used that they were beating up all week as being, I can't remember which Middle Eastern country, but the
Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. The king of Saudi Arabia has it in his bathroom, apparently. And it's really heavily dark veined.
I'm sure the king of Saudi Arabia can fit both ass cheeks in his shower too.
Exactly. But it's kind of migraine inducing, don't you think? There's much more pleasant marbles out there. They, again, were struck with the shower screen curse.
Yeah, because it's just not even
and
there.
And their door was too big for the door hole.
Yeah, we'll just leave it off. Don't worry about it. Just have a wet room.
Mm.
And then the whole thing, I just think this is a terrible ad for Alexa, because this is the couple that were going to have Alexa turning on their shower for them. And then she broke the computer, Jess broke the computer, and so they couldn't have her installed. So
that's what I thought. I thought this is the worst advertisement for Alexa ever, because one, techno fail, and guess what? You can't turn the lights on in your bedroom.
And you're going to drown in your shower.
Yeah. Just on a final note with Queensland, they did my pet hate, which was mixing metals. So their trim underneath the vanity was polished chrome, whereas their taps were brushed chrome. So there was a real difference in it. Which
amateurs.
Yeah, it just doesn't look great. You've got to pick one metal and stick to it. And that actually has annoyed me throughout the block where they've mixed, say, black and brass together. Go with one. It looks better. Keep it simple. Okay, so our final apartment.
The true winners. True winners.
The Victorians. The Netties.
Beautiful.
And they've followed on in this similar vein to their first week bathroom, which was beautiful, and they were robbed to not win that one. Again, using some beautiful, beautiful marble wall, but this time they've got a half wall in the shower.
They're very clever at putting a spin on their own work, making it cohesive but still different enough to look at.
They've got a very similar vanity to the boombox from the first week.
Now, they've got their twin shower heads too. You can bring a friend in. But at least you're not...
You're not tit-to-tish in this one, are you? One thing I actually really liked about this bathroom, and it was something that made it feel really fresh and contemporary in comparison to, say, New South Wales tile overload bathroom, was that they used a small-scale vertical white tile above their marble line in the shower.
That's really nice.
And it's a really contemporary touch to this bathroom that makes it feel fresh.
I wish they would say more. That's one thing about the block. I wish they would spend more time explaining why they make certain decisions. Because especially with Victoria, we need it because they're not from a building or design background. So we never really get to understand their choices.
I would say a lot of it would come down to, well, I saw this really nice room on Pinterest and I thought I really like that element and that's why we're doing it. But I have to say, I give Victoria really big ticks for not mixing metals. The judges pointed out that they've used this gunmetal colour in their taps, their showerhead and their towel rails.
And now this is where Shayna laid into them for their drainage, which was just like a little sliver in the corner where the drain hair was going to get
actually,
stuck.
It was a whole big line along the bottom, along the width of the shower. Mm.
I have kind of a similar situation in my rental that I'm in at the moment. It's brand new. There is a drain, but they've covered it up with this long piece of metal that I have to lift up every couple of weeks to get under, to get it stuck into the drain hair. And I have now taken off that big sheet of metal and put it in a spare room. So it was a design feature and now it's cluttering up one of my rooms.
We see you can't do that with what they've got. They don't have a bit of metal you can lift off. It's just basically a gap between the tiles. But somebody tweeted tonight, hair in the drains, caustic soda does the trick.
There's a hot tip. I've never even bought caustic soda.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't touch it. I think that's the key. Right.
So I've got to get Brasso caustic soda.
Which I think is basically Drano.
Gallon of Windex for WA's shower screen. Here's my tweet of the evening from Bibbs. I'd legit prefer the soulless white tile box than that heinous throwback to 60s Count Dracula's bathroom in his Beverly Hills holiday house. Yeah, I kind of wish they lent into it a bit more, New South Wales. I wish they'd gone the full Playboy Mansion and just done the whole thing overly decadent.
Mm, so the Hollywood Regency style is what you're looking for.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are we looting out of these rooms?
See, we're a bit light on accessories this week, aren't we?
You know what? I've got bathroom fatigue because I wasn't expecting to have two bathrooms within a couple of weeks of each other. I want Carrie and Spencer's curved mirrored cabinets.
I do really like them myself.
Face level storage.
Maybe we could get one each.
Yeah.
I don't think I want anything from Queensland, New South Wales or WA. Carrie and Spence do have a really beautiful bathroom. Maybe I'll steal their Missoni towels.
Nice.
No sad towels for me. Thank you very much.
I'll stick with my Costco.
So next week, it's the master bedroom and walk-in robe.
See, I feel like walk-in robe should have its own week.
No, but see, we had a walk-in robe in the guest bedroom and that was boring city.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I'm an idiot.
I expect to see the full Scarface treatment from New South Wales here.
I want flowers in the attic swan bed situation.
Oh, I want a waterbed and a mirror top table for your cocaine.
Well, if you're enjoying Buddy Watch and you know someone who likes the block that might get a kick out of this, please share our links with them. Pass it on. We want to hear your thoughts, their thoughts. Have a look at Buddy Watch Pod on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook, where we'll share all of our favourite picks from the room reveals.
Have you got any sad showers you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, thanks Sarah on Twitter, who's renovating at the moment, and she's learning what not to do because she has looked at pictures of stone in showers after some wear and tear. And it doesn't scrub up too great.
I basically would want like the full Dexter treatment in that room. Just line it all with plastic.
Kate.
I'm at Remued on Twitter.
I'm Vaya Pashos. And we'll catch you for the next room reveals next week.
Bye.